We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 at 8:48 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve the meetings of the minute, the minutes of the meeting held November 13th, 2024. Approve all claims through November 27th, 2024 in the amount of $1,399.32. Approve designating the balance of the remaining ARPA dollars after administration fees paid to the boardroom audiovisual project. Just touching on that one, the item five on that, we originally had about $4.2 million in ARPA funds. There are currently approximately $47,000 left. The majority of that went to NextLink, of course, and then some to Universal Broadband Consulting, a very small amount, but that, of course, was used primarily for our broadband project.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Swavely. Any discussion on the brief consent agenda? No. If not, please vote. Seven in favor. I will, I guess, after the fact, add to item three, the next item that we'll be talking about in regular agenda. That amount of claims does not include a claim to Hard Rock Quarries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 241102201 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $687.15. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through November 27th, 2024 to $1,086.47. This is a company that I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the county board meeting. Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Swavely. Well,
David's here to take care of it for us, okay? So give us an update.
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Not too much news as far as building and grounds. We did help out a little bit with the winter lights since we had to change out all the lights this time on the building and everything. So Sean Van Lanningham did all that with the work from either a crane or a lift, and everything went good there, except it was always extremely windy whenever we tried to do it. And the blue tree out in front, that was a nice, we did change that out in memory of J.T. Thornburg, so had a good-sized crowd here for the winter lights. And other than that, we're just kind of transitioning from the, I guess, summertime to wintertime all of a sudden now, so getting the backflows and all that ready. So, and then we did talk about having Applied Connective come down to go over the audio-visual for the boardroom. He wasn't able to make it today.
That was kind of short notice. We talked about that Monday morning in committee meetings, and we'll get them set up to come down and discuss the what their idea is for the boardroom here for the screens and the speakers and everything else.
Yeah.
And we did in the consent agenda approve putting the remainder of the ARPA funds after administration fees to that. The ARPA funds came about during COVID. That'll help with, what do they call it when we put the meetings on the internet?
Streaming.
Streaming. That'll help with streaming and hopefully get that out to people so that they do want to watch what we're doing. We've also made some minor upgrades to the courthouse as far as Wi-Fi for the public, things like that. So this will go right along with the intention of the original ARPA funds in updating the boardroom here for the public.
Good.
Not directly Gage County tax-asking dollars. These will be federal grant dollars. You're still paying for them, but not in Gage County.
One way or the other.
I just comment, Dave and Adam did a great job helping out with the Winter Light Festival on Sunday. You know, there's some last-minute hitches, and you guys is well appreciated. The committee really appreciates all of everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
He wasn't the Grinch, though.
No.
I don't know. I couldn't find Judge Schreiner at that point. He was hanging out Judge Schreiner's window, so.
Yeah, somebody was.
Equalization, we had a brief update. Things are trending higher, but nothing specific. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Okay, large ticket items. City Beatrice, garbage service, $14,751.56, and probation lease. City Wymore, Corley EMS services, $10,000. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $13,950. Beatrice, concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $57,818.64. Millie Wagner Associates, engineering consulting, $32,510.26. Sat Brothers Petroleum, fuel and oil, $12,880.81. Manelli Wagner and Associates again, consulting, $22,105.44. City Beatrice, quarterly 9/11 service fees, $60,288.28. Masonry Construction Incorporated, Phase 3 Courthouse Exterior Renovation, $151,197. Now, Don? It shows on this there's a total of $505.96, and I see the total expenditures was $1 million. Where's the extra?
$200,000 in a transfer.
Transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
That must not be on his sheet.
It is. He skipped over it.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed that one. That was a big one.
I didn't see it in mine.
It got transferred some for 911. Did that go to highway as well?
No, just 911.
Human Resources, Employee Relations, we have ongoing negotiations with one of the unions. Nothing else on that, really. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Lisa, would you like the floor for anything?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Everything else will be covered this morning.
Okay. And then we'll have Gus later, so he doesn't get a chance. So. All right, on to Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
I am going to say it. Emily's going to do it.
He's getting better.
His secretary.
Now, Dave, I have to work on you next. We went over the funding for the State Bridge Match program. The State Bridge Match only had $4 million in allocations this year. They fund 55% up to $500,000 this year. So the max dollar figure went up, which means that if everybody maxes those out, we're going to be really, really lucky to get that grant. We ended up doing some box culverts, being able to fund those at 55% for application, and saving the Claytonia Bridge for the RAISE grant, because that can be a fully funded project with being a rural application. I did get an email yesterday from NDOT to meet. We're shooting for, I think, December 12th to meet with High Street to go over the application with their grant writers. Pickerel East, JJK, saw those panels removed, poured them back to the 8 inches. They are testing, I believe Mark said today, to see if that will meet strength. So hopefully we can get that open back up. Vogscapes, we'll start backfilling on those two box culverts they're working on this week. Keith Sunderman was here with Voguescapes. They started about 2 months late due to weather delays with other projects. Mark had told Voguescapes they would most likely be able to get an extension, and we met with them talking about liquidated damages. We are going to, with their rain delays at the other locations, we're going to give them an extension for this, for our projects here, with possibly pulling one of those boxes to put into the raise grant to possibly straighten that road. I think that's it. We're still working with Marshall and Washington County to get our locals finished up.
Are you still able to get gravel? It's kind of late in the year, isn't it?
I don't know. I think everybody's still just scrambling to get whatever they can get.
Oh, I did also get an email to do a debrief on the BIP grant now, after the application was due for the next year. So that was poor timing on the federal government's part to have the debrief after the next year's application was due. But I will get signed up for that so we can...
We do also have the Washington County agreement on there later. I talked to the administrator down there a couple times. They just come back to they don't want to do anything differently, but we'll talk about that at that agenda item. Anything else for Roden Bridge? If not, we will welcome Nicole Stoner up, extension educator for Nebraska Extension, located in... at the fairgrounds office.
Hello. Good morning. Did you guys, did these get included in the?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure. Well, first, I want to introduce Carly Applegarth. Do you want the
seat?
So she is our new food, nutrition, and health educator at the extension office. So.
Good morning, Carly.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to introduce myself. I just wanted to say hi, give you a face to the name since I was hired in September. So I'm a registered dietitian and the new food, nutrition, and health extension educator. My background is a bachelor's degree in exercise science with a minor in public health, and I also have a master's in nutrition and health sciences. So I will be working here in Gage County as well as stationed here, but I'm also going to be serving Jefferson, Johnson, Nemaha, Pawnee, Richardson, and Saline County. So I've only been here for about 3 months, but in that time I've been working really hard to kind of understand what are the community needs. So I've been exploring some county health data. I've been talking to community stakeholders, understanding all the things that are already going on. And I've learned about some wonderful projects, but then also trying to find any places where maybe there's more of a need or a gap where extension can be part of filling that gap. So on your activity highlights, you'll see that there are some of the partners and people that I've reached out to or connected with in some way. This list is not comprehensive, and I have more people that I'd like to reach out to and connect with. And then as I've been looking forward to 2025, I'm hoping to bring in programming that will span for people of all ages. So I have programming planned for early childhood, Eat Family Style, and Go Knapsack. These focus on improving nutrition, physical activity, environments, and childcare. Looking at school age, I have talked to the Beatrice Foundation, so I'm going to be doing some BLAST Learning League education. Looking at programs that meet all ages, so children to adults. Working on a program for food as medicine to help with chronic disease management and prevention. I've also been talking to the folks over at the Beatrice Farmers Market, the new coalition who will be taking it over, and we have some programs planned for the 2025 season. And then I've also been talking to some people that are working on the Little Free Pantries around town, bringing in more Little Free Pantries, and then moving on from there. And then finally, looking at older adults, some programming that I already have planned is Tai Chi for Health. I am certified in Tai Chi for Health, so I can bring that to aging populations, as well as Fresh Conversations and Seniors Eating Well. So I'm very excited to meet all you. I'm excited about this work, and I welcome any questions if you have any.
You might get off scot-free.
All right, look me.
Welcome.
All right, I thought I'd give you a few more updates of what's going on out at the Extension office. JC, I'm going to go to the bottom here and go over JC. So for her 4-H stuff, she's been working. We had the Earth Festival in September. I was trying to remember when that was. And we had 484 youth from Gage, Jefferson, and Saline County schools, and they learned about earth, water, wildlife, plants, and science. So that was a real success. We had so many schools come, we had to expand it to 3 days this year. So it was a really good turnout for that. The Gage County Fair was great. We had over 3,600 4-H and FFA entries this year, so that was really good, and 324 exhibitors for those, so doing good there. And then in general for Gage County 4-H, there are 20 active 4-H clubs, 14 service projects, 4 youth at work grants, and 65 achievement award applicants, and up to 172 awards and scholarships given this year. JC's been busy, of course, as usual. She's working on her Beatrice Loves After School Time. They call it BLAST. She does they set up like kits, and then the college students from SEC take those into the after school program and teach those programs. And then the embryology program will return in February for preschool and March and April for third grade. So that's where they take the little eggs into the schools and kids get to see the eggs hatch, and it's just wonderful for the kids because little baby chicks are super cute. So she's got that coming up. As for me, so Yard and Garden completed in September. We had through the season 132 live phone calls through those 17 shows. 384 people read the recap on my blog, and 276 listened to the podcast. So we record it now, and it's placed on that podcast. So if you miss it, you can always catch up later and listen while you're gardening or something. Super good. And then I'm the leader of the Grow Big Red Virtual Learning Series program that we do. It's a statewide program for anybody who wants to learn about anything gardening related, horticulture related. And we did monthly Zoom programs this year over lunch, but we recorded them and put them on YouTube. We had 483 participants live throughout the, I think we did nine months worth. So 483 live participants. And then the last time I had checked, there was about 570 views on the YouTube channel. So it's reaching a lot of people and helping a lot of people out. And then I have my Master Gardeners, 8 new ones this year. That's between mine. And then I also had Kelly Feehan's group from the Platte County joined because it's all online now. So we had 8 new ones there. I have 48 returning Master Gardeners from across the counties that I cover. And they had 630 education hours, 1,500 volunteer hours, which is equivalent to $46,605 in public value equivalent. So saves companies they have to do their volunteer service at a not at a business. It has to be like a publicly viewed space. So it saves like cities, parks, recs, libraries, churches. It saves them the money of having to spend to get the landscape taken care of when my Master Gardeners do that. So one of the upcoming things I've got, if you guys are not busy, on December 12th at 6 p.m., I'm doing a program at Tall Tree Tasting on houseplants, and we'll talk about like the Christmas plants, like poinsettias as well. So have a really fun time working there with Denise. She's a really good person to work with on those tall tree programs. I do about 3 a year or more.
Probably a popular location.
Yeah, it's fun. We all have a good time. I don't drink the wine while I'm there. Just so you know. I'm working. So any questions on those things? Okay, I did have one other. What, Emily? We're gonna move on. I do have one other thing. So our copier contract is up January 15th. And so this contract at this point is now just annually it like resets, whatever the word is for that. And so I think the prices are probably going to stay the same, but our copier is about 6 years old. We bought it, we looked it up, I think we bought it in December of 2018, so it's pretty old. The colors are fading, especially when you're doing like high glossy type things. I make a Master Gardener calendar, and those are starting to get pretty rough. Purple was pink last year. That's not what I'm going for. So especially on cardstock. So it is getting older. There's some jamming issues and stuff. We did have a real issue with like some lines and stuff, but we did get that fixed. But I just wanted to see where you guys were at on that. Rachel did ask Eeks about it, get some quotes from Eeks, sorry. And the guy said that the amount printed on ours is really high, so it is getting old and we've printed a lot on it. The new one through Eeks, because we were looking there, because I know you said to look through there for stuff, it was, where did I see the price? About the same as what we paid for ours 6 years ago, actually. Like 882. There, where was it?
What have you done here? Do you usually buy or lease? Or?
We've been buying it, and that's the thing. That copier that we have, if we buy, or we could lease as well with Eeks. And he said if, like, all the Gage County offices lease through them, then it could be, like, a big discount or something. Rachel's been talking to him, not me. What's that?
Roger said he leases his.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a new one.
Yeah. So if we kept, or if we, either way, we own the one that we have. So we can always keep it as a backup, maybe use it for stuff at the fair and stuff like that. So, the agreement, so it looks like from Eeks, if they're doing the mono pages, so that's like black and white, theirs are 0.0079 per page, and currently we're at 0.0072, so that's a little higher, but the colors are 0.04079, and we're at 0.04900, so it'd be a little cheaper on the color ones.
Don, would you be okay with going over this with her? And
yeah, I just wanted to bring it to your guys' attention because our contract is up in January. Last year, they just re-upped it and didn't tell us. And they're like, yeah, you're in a contract now. And what? I had no idea. So they just like, it just rolls over without us. Fine, yeah.
We can talk.
So, yeah, I just wanted to bring it to your guys' attention because it is getting older and has issues.
And I guess either way, lease or buy, if you guys can kind of go over.
Yeah. I mean, we can get some more quotes. She just
ask
got
them. Ask them for a comparison.
Comparison between leasing and purchasing.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember the guy's name.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah. He's stopped by a few times because he knows we're like thinking, you know, we're in that range. So he's a good salesman. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more. I just wanted to bring it to your attention because we are at that range. So. Okay. Otherwise, any other questions for us?
We are closer on an agreement, too, so okay. I don't know how close we are. We're right there. I thought we were there before, but I think we will have a new extension agreement.
We're going bowling, too.
Really?
Football team.
Oh, sorry. It's like, are you guys really making deals at the bowling alley? But no, we will have an agreement here again, too, so that'll make the Regents happy and Dave happy.
Yes. It'd be great. All right. Otherwise, if you, any of you need your pesticide training or pesticide applicator license, that starts in February.
It's February you'll start that.
February
again.
We'll start that. So.
That's never, was it 2 year or 3 year?
3 years. Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm not sure, private starts in January. I don't start commercial till February.
And get your update because otherwise you have to take the first class.
Nobody wants to take the test again. Nobody wants that. I always warn people. Yeah, you got to look at yours. You were in the blackout year. I remember that. Because you were there the day.
I have to get a hold of you. I might have
lapsed.
You might have lapsed.
Year. I think you did.
Oh, if you lapsed.
I don't need it anymore.
I didn't think so.
I was going to say, I couldn't just get mine re-upped.
No, you can't. You have to test out again.
So don't let Gary off.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. Actually, I have no control over that. I just play the videos.
Now you got them all worried.
See, everybody's checking them. That's why I said something.
Gary isn't looking. He must already have his.
I took the class last year, but I don't remember if
you
I
did
sent
private.
The papers. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't. Well, you can still get that if you've taken the class for that 3 year period. So, but private's a little easier. You don't have to test out for private. It's a commercial where you do.
Nicole, Carly, thank you both.
Thank you for having us. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye. You want that put on file?
It's an update.
She says report.
Let's put it on file.
There we go. Move to put the Gage County Extension report on file.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely to place the extension report on file. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Sheriff Gustafson to present statistics report for the jail, courthouse, and sheriff performance.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
These are our annual stats from October 23 to September 24. We'll start with a screening station in the courthouse. We had 276 inmates were transported to the courthouse. This number, I will point out, would be higher, but we're doing quite a few Zoom meetings now, or Zoom with a court set. Does help cut back on those transports back and forth. We had 8,504 patrons that were screened at the screening station. 91 knives were found. 14 canisters of pepper spray were found. 39 people were arrested on outstanding warrants. 32 people were remanded into custody by the courts. 12 civil papers were served. 5 citations issued for driving on a suspension. We had citations issued for no license, vandalism to the courthouse, and carrying a concealed weapon. Responded to 4 disturbances in the courthouse, 1 with injured person. We found a meth pipe stem in the stairwell, and we found a canister of mace on the ramp on the east side.
Jesus.
And that's just the first floor, or the third floor. It'd be nice to do it all someday. That will happen, I hope. I like this, Gary. Don't do a bobblehead. Don't do that. You would use your first guy to get going? Okay, we'll move to the sheriff's office. A call for service, we had 6,643. We had 259 accidents, 212 citations, 194 warnings, 497 arrests, 58 burglaries. We had 78,874.43 in loss, 76,502 recovered. We had 604 papers served. We had 287 warrants served. We earned $7,686.91 for fees earned. Mileage earned was $9,505.43, $38 in copy fees, $865.12 in distress warrants collected in full, none in partial payment. We had $16,360 for title inspection fees charged. We drove about 246,533 miles on patrol cars. Money is reimbursed to through grants, and overtime reimbursements was $8,232.38. We had no meth labs again. We had 28 drug violations. We had 62 sex offender registration checks. Of those, 14 violations for a total of 76. We had 892 billing checks with 19 doors found open and 40 search warrants. And the Trevor can step in here if he can get his voice to cooperate and go through on his.
Yeah, yours.
I have
one.
Okay, whatever.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Morning.
Sorry about my voice. Seems like I've been sick off and on for the last 3 months, but I'm just going to run through this year's numbers, and you guys have copies of the previous years, I believe. But just to bore you with some statistic numbers, for this last year, we had 579 arrests on our bookings through males and 206 females, total of 785. Total charges, we've had 785 as well, 269 felony and 389 misdemeanor, and then 127 others, which reminder those could be like city cases or maybe DUIs, stuff like that. The arresting agencies, Sheriff's Office had 464 arrests, Beatrice Police had 229, Wymore had 1. The State Patrol had 37. Our daily population has went down from last year to now we're looking like 25. It's been an odd year. We would jump to 35 to 40 real fast, and then just as quick it jumped back down to like around that 25 mark. So it was kind of hit and miss on that. Nothing. The judge has been doing his part of getting people out of the jail rather quickly with lower bonds and sentencing and and also doing the house arrest as well. Total transport miles for this year was 27,127. Money income for fingerprints, we made about $2,170 off fingerprints. And just an update, we actually have changed our hours for public fingerprints and also up the amount we charge. We were charging $10 for print for the last probably at least 15 years probably. We thought it was probably time to increase that, considering Lincoln is a lot higher than that than what we are. Phone usage was $1,706. And the commissary income, it was a huge increase. That's $7,300, almost $7,400. But I spoke to a clerical, and I think what happened was the data usage that we use, which is technically the phone usage, might have been got placed into the commissary as well, profit. And some of that number should have probably been in phone usage. So we spoke about that, and hopefully they'll get that corrected. Income from visitation, that's $20. And what to remind you what that is, that's if they come and visit in person, which we don't get near as many since we have the video visitation now, that if they have more than 2 hours, they have to pay an extra $5 to visit for 30 minutes. But we don't hardly have that. So that's why that number is so low. Outside prison holding, $136,393. That's went down, obviously, due to population. Emergency medical general care, non-contractual number, that was $35,196. We were able to, with the CRS program that we go through, we saved $36,869 and change on this that year for the benefit of that company. We had $0 in vision, and dental went up quite a bit from this last. Well, actually it went down, but I've noticed this next year you're going to see for some reason it's gone up quite a bit. But $1,177 for this last year. Medical for outside hold was $7,083. So a total of $43,457, which isn't too bad, I guess. It's kind of hit and miss. You never know what you're going to get and who's going to be in the jail and what kind of medical attention they need or surgery. But guys don't have any questions, then I'm out of here. But if you do, I'll try to answer best I can.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right.
You guys take care.
Up next, discuss and approve. Can Mr. Lytle?
Place the annual sheriff's report on file.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely, to place that report on file as well. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Seven in favor. Motion carries. Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove the contract extension with Vosecapes to May 1st, 2025. This is when we talked about there were 6 box culverts. There was rain in other areas, which doesn't affect our county at all, but they do have 2 boxes opened up. They're working on backfilling those. We didn't give an extension per box, but instead of that needing to be done, which originally needed to be done for grant purposes in November of this year, we did allow an extension to May of next year, May 1st. Each individual box will still be given 45 days. Vosecapes was down on Monday to talk about this. We didn't have to allow this. There was no penalty to us. And the liquidated damages, of course, are actual damage to ourselves or the public. In this case, there aren't any. So we've asked, or they've asked for a extension to May 1. We preliminarily indicated we'd be okay with that, but this is where we will make an actual decision.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens, to extend Vocascape's contract to May 1st. Final completion.
This is where we might, we had also discussed possibly pulling the one to put in back into a grant.
In that discussion, we talked about pulling or holding structure number 1262 until we knew if we would have that funded. Would you be fine with adding
that? Does that need to be added to the motion?
It wouldn't hurt.
So that one box will decide as we get closer whether or not it stays in there or is removed.
1262.
Correct. Yep.
Mr. Juergens has a second. He'd have to agree.
Mr. Juergens agrees. Any additional discussion?
We're supposed to hear that.
If not, for the record, Mr. Juergens gave a thumbs up. If no further discussion, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discuss and approve or disapprove interlocal agreement between Saline County, Nebraska and Gage County, Nebraska on a county bridge match program. I think this was number 7. This was bridge match number 7.
I did get a hold of Bruce Philippi, Saline County, and it was on a previous grant, and so that's why the amounts are different. It was the funding was different at that time.
This would
move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Just an interlocal agreement between two counties for multiple projects bid at the same time through the Nebraska Bridge Match Program. Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discuss and approve or disapprove agreement between Gage County, Nebraska and Washington County, Nebraska.
Kansas.
Washington County, Kansas.
Oh, thank you. Washington County, Kansas. This is the agreement for basically one structure on the state line. It consists of one bridge. What they've proposed to us for KDOT and NDOT would be they pay for inspections, which would approximately be $500, $600 every 2 years. We would pay for yearly maintenance up to $5,000. After that $5,000, we would split the fees or come up with an agreement. I talked to the administrator. I said we would like to just split all fees. They would like to keep things the way they are. I said we'll see what happens Wednesday. I don't think they're opposed to a lower dollar amount, even $2,500 or something like that. The idea is we aren't billing each other back and forth all the time, which wouldn't be our intention either.
So if worst case scenario, an inspection is $600 every 2 years, it'd be $1,200 on our end. So anything over, just trying to find a way to make it 50-50, because to have it say that, you know, we're going to pay for maintenance up to $5,000.
Concrete bridge?
Or anything, just say anything over $1,000 and split 50-50.
Well, could you
it's a deck bridge.
Could you say accumulated over 5 years?
Well,
so that way
you'd have to make that, like, it'd have to be split as you go, because then there's bidding requirements, I'm sure, especially for Nebraska.
They do not have, so I touched on that with them as well. They do not have those bidding requirements that we do, which
so, like, I don't think
is unusual to us. To them, it's normal.
I would like to see something more like 1,000, because even in a worst case scenario, I think we talked about, like, your critical
fracture critical
ones are like 1,000, paying for somebody to do it, you know. So I think that anything over 1,000 then should trigger the 50-50.
We have had very little maintenance on this bridge, Mr. Schuler.
Well, I like Emily's idea, but to take that a step further, and I don't know if it's doable, but to say like 5,000 over 5 years, because you could have 1 year you may need to spend 1,500, and the next year you'd only spend 5. That then if you had it $5,000 for a period of 5 years, you follow what I'm saying? It's hard to say on bridge maintenance. You may go 3 years with nothing and then need $3,000 worth of repairs in 1 year.
I agree with you. I would suggest we keep it to a yearly just because of tracking purposes.
I know that's the part that's.
I get what you're saying though too, because you could go after 3 years with nothing.
Yeah,
we do not want it on our bridge inventory though. So right now, by them doing the inspection, it stays on their inventory.
What is that to manage?
It's easier for us. I said the same thing.
We're talking between counties and between states, but even a $1,500, that's 3 years of inspections.
The inspection's done every 2 years.
Sorry, that's three inspections. That'd be 6 years of, you know, I think the most fair and appropriate way would just to be split everything 50-50, but we can't seem to agree on that, so.
That's much too simple.
It's a management issue is what it is.
I think if we're going to do something like that, that's the thing that's going to get this done, then I think that dollar figure should be around $1,500.
Whatever we come up with, I'll present to them. But they've offered $5,000. It would just take a motion. I guess if you want to do it differently, just a motion with a dollar amount there and agree to the terms other than that. That'd be right, counsel. We could just change that dollar amount.
If we make a counteroffer.
Ms. Haxby.
I would move to approve, but with the cap of
$1,500. Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. Not the rough outlay of that would be just change the $5,000 mark in that linear local agreement to, you said $1,500? To $1,500.
My thought process behind that would that be basically 6 years, I guess. 6 years of inspections where for... Hopefully, we only have to fix it maybe once every 6 years in theory.
There should be minimal maintenance on this structure as well. So signage, if there's a guardrail project that's going to be over $5,000, if we have deck replacements, if we have anything structural, those are all going to be over, or $1,500 in this case. They're all going to be addressed and agreed to, unlike the bridge in Marshall County. Any additional discussion on this item?
That agreement did have bidding, that we did put that in there, right? Bidding.
With Marshall.
With Marshall, but did we do that with Washington in the agreement, bidding requirements?
I don't believe there are, but we have to do the maintenance, so at that time we would put that in if it's not in the agreement, just because we're required to.
Would, clerical question, but for example, the one at Marshall, it's not a maintenance, it's now a replacement. So would that language still specify that we would be in charge of that? If they're doing the inspections and it's on their inventory, would that fall under their side for replacement? Because I know there's a difference between replacement and maintenance.
We could put the language in maintenance or replacement. That might be just the safest piece. Would that be an easy change?
I mean, whatever you want, we got it on the computer so we can change it around. I don't know about the inventory thing. That's one thing I have no clue. So if that's as far as what you just mentioned.
That was just a question.
No, I mean, I'll certainly change it everywhere you want, and then I'll send it out and let Mark review it. Make sure we don't have a hitch in that.
Maybe just ask about replacement versus maintenance.
Might be.
And they're needing to get this done by the end of the year.
They're wanting. Needs a strong term. KDOT and NDOT would both like to see it done, but neither one wants to give any money towards anything on this. So.
Okay. I just wanted
they're
to
telling you guys to get
point
it done.
That out.
They're telling, interesting. They, yeah. Yeah, I'll leave it.
They're asking us to hurry up, and it's like,
yeah.
Replacement versus maintenance. This has been over a year.
Yeah.
I told them if they'd like it done, they can throw some money at it. They chose to wait for us to get it done.
Eric, is this... So we're in charge of paying the maintenance. Are we in charge of doing the maintenance?
Yes.
We are. So we're making that call then, too. Okay.
But our maintenance is based on their inspection.
Right. Their fear is they don't want to pay for maintenance on something that they don't know what's been done. I said our fear is we don't want to pay for maintenance that we do not see needing to be done. We'd just like it to be the same. Both of us are trying to mitigate risk. It'll probably just be a nice relationship like it's been for the last century, but we all see how things transpire.
Because of attorneys, we got to have things written right.
Well, we've learned from dealing with another county that Kansas's rules are not
even similar to ours.
Fit to ours very well.
Bidding process completely different.
I did explain that to their administrator too, that we were having some issues with another county. We didn't see how these things work, and he couldn't imagine why we would want to bid anything out. It just leads to higher prices.
Another analogy.
Different concept.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. We'll change the dollar amount before we start splitting things from $5,000 to $1,500. Mr. Harris will talk to Mark to see if there's any difference between maintenance and replacement language in that interlocal agreement. Any other discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number 24-21 on special use permit 2024-7 for the placement of a telecommunications tower to be located on a portion of the southeast quarter in section 34-28 of Island Grove Township in Gage County. There are two towers, one more controversial, one less controversial. This is the less controversial.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Shuler. Felt like an auctioneer trying to get the first vote or the first bid. Roger, do we need to go through on this and the next one to tell the reasons why on record?
Absolutely. On anything, whether your motion is to grant or to deny, you've got the guidelines under the statute 6.2. On your zoning regs, you have to cite to those.
Do you have any issues?
Particularly if you're denying anything, okay. Cite what the problem you see is in your motion. Thank you.
Thank you. And this tower would be a next link tower for broadband down in the Island Grove area. Thank you. I'm sorry?
Do you need to add a motion on these 7 days?
Not on the motion, maybe when we vote.
You get a motion to approve?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would suggest you reference that it satisfies and meets the 7 guidelines of 6.2 of the Gates County Zoning Regs.
Here would be the
move to approve because it meets the section 6.2 of the zoning regs. We did not see any it was not detrimental to any adjacent properties. The community was very involved and had no
Roger.
Had no opposition to the application.
Do you want that from Mr. Shuler as well, counsel?
Yes.
I concur.
Any additional discussion on the next link tower for special use permit 2024-7, resolution 24-21? Lisa, do you have anything you want to add to this? This was unanimous consent by the for recommendation to approve by the P&Z board also.
That is correct. And it also had the Village of Liberty's blessing, too. They went through the hearing process for that particular application as well, acknowledging that, you know, that they need better broadband down in that area. So it was unanimous.
Thank you. Additional discussion on this tower? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Prior to this next tower, we will take a 5-minute recess at 9:38.
Pickerel Road concrete breaks were at 4,200 PSI.
No.
Skiff. This is a skiff.
We will reconvene at 9:46 on the clock.
Yes.
Next order of business, approve or disapprove resolution number 24-22 on special use permit 2024-5 for the placement of a telecommunications tower to be located on a portion of the south half of the southwest quarter in section 19-4-8 of Philly Township, Gage County, Nebraska. Mr. Juergens.
I would like a motion, make a motion to disapprove special use permit number 2024-5 located in Philly Township. My reasons are, we have, everybody has it in front of them. There were over 300 people within a 6-mile radius that signed a petition against this special use permit, both residents and landowners. Economic impact, 2 businesses located within a little over a mile of the tower, I think will be directly affected, as well as some agribusiness. The equipment being used on the towers are a question mark, and are still being used on existing towers. Common sense tells me wrong location, needed further east of Philly. Finally, local citizens wanted to meet with the tower company, and they refused to meet with them.
We have a motion to disapprove by Mr. Juergens.
Second.
Second by Haxby. And Mr. Juergens did meet with some folks. I was unable to attend that meeting. Thank you for talking to them. Additional discussion on this item. Mr. Schuler.
This is a tough one. This is why it's not always the funnest to be on this county board. Much of this people here and part of this area served, and this location is in my district. But I'm also here to serve the entire county. And I feel that denying this permit is not in the best interests of the entire county. I understand the feelings of the people that live next to it, have businesses next to it. I am concerned for that, but this is speculation as far as how it will affect us, how it will affect the land values, how it will affect the ag business. There's ways that this also improves the area. It's felt that it's not needed because service is good there now. Well, this extends beyond just that area. And it will in the future, as we were described by NextLink, that as technology improves, they will be able to expand services from that tower. I feel like we need to be consistent in approving and disapproving like businesses or infrastructure needs. Gage County needs the infrastructure. I wish they could move this tower easily to a hill near me and between Barnston and Liberty. And I'm hoping the Island Grove one will be able to expand its small area that it'll serve right now. But I don't think about just myself. I think about the entire county, the farmers, the people with businesses that go want to work out of their homes, how that affects what people do. I've got a neighbor that has owned a home, remodeled it partially. Him and his fiance would like to move there. They intended to move there. Her job has to do with the internet. So she can't move there because their cell serve, their internet service is not good enough. It's good enough for me, but it's not good enough for them. And I would allow a tower. If I had a hill, I would let it go on there, but I don't have a hill to put it on, so that my neighbors can benefit from it and other people. These companies spend a lot of money to come here, to research coming here. It's not cheap to get to this point when our regulations say that it is allowed, and then only come here to get turned down. I'm concerned that future businesses will not even look at us because there's too big a risk that they'll get turned down. We have planning and zoning. We've got regulations. But then we tweak it for each situation. We move the goalposts, and they get turned down. Maybe we need to change our system here and just have them come talk to the board directly or planning and zoning before they get all their money invested in our county, and then we turn them down. I also feel like for the education of our children, we found out in COVID times that education, we did it by the internet. And so this infrastructure is needed for the education of our children. Children can't, some of them can't attend school for some reason or another. They can do it from home. I think that's wonderful. Because I know of people that had to miss a year in school because of an illness or something they just couldn't attend. So there's many advancements for our future in the technology to make our life better here in Gage County. And I know it's not the best for everyone, but that's where I'll make personal sacrifices to get what's best for the general public of Gage County. So that's the way I feel about it. I don't think it's the board's business to determine the need of the location. I understand people around it think the need isn't there, but that isn't our business. We're not in the telecommunications business. We're not micromanaging the telecommunication business and helping them decide where it is needed. If it was, I'd be in there help tell them to get one next to me. I don't think it'd carry much weight. That's my comments. Thank you.
I will just a couple quick points, not in favor or against either of your statements, but we don't have confirmation on the 300 signatures where they're at, or if they're, you have confirmation if they're valid or not, or
I have not checked them.
Okay, so we just, so you know, we don't have confirmation on that, and this is a cell tower, not an internet tower. There will be excess capacity used for internet.
There's potential.
There's always potential. Any other discussion on this? Ms. Haxby?
Just a more of a clarifying comment. You talked about, you know, home internet and broadband and how that's, you know, while that is part of it, it was part of their application that they did have, could offer broadband services. It has actually been more of a detriment when in the process of challenging and reporting and getting grants because of their reported numbers to the FCC and to the state. When you claim a higher speed that you can give than what you can actually provide, it hurts our abilities to get funding or to actually get the people that you're talking about internet service. Like I said, I think there was about 94,000 locations across the entire state that would have otherwise been unserved had it not been for this company's reporting at just that level above
well,
unserved.
I agree. That's unfortunate. But like in my area, buried fiber is cost prohibitive based on what we talked about when NextLink was approved to go in the north part of the county. So we need these towers, and for consistency. Perhaps this one isn't set up presently for the internet, but what about the next company that comes in and wants to put up the tower?
Mr. Schuler, I think we will be seeing a lot more of these towers too,
so.
In that area. I don't remember what the funding source was, but NextLink was awarded RDOF funding for the southern part of the county, and a lot of those will be fixed wireless, a.k.a. towers, or some type of structure that will be providing internet down in that area. So this isn't the beginning of towers, and it won't be the end of them. We're going to see a lot more towers moving forward. I mean, as long as everybody keeps carrying a phone, we're going to keep seeing more towers. Mr. Lytle.
Procedural question. Simple majority on this, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
To approve it. To
approve the disapproval.
It is not a supermajority case.
Right now.
It's only simple because it's a disapproval. It'd be a super for approval.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a super for.
They met the 20%. That's why it was.
No,
this.
They didn't meet it. That petition is not a petition for that purpose. If you read it, it's not. So it doesn't qualify. It wasn't timely filed before the board like we had. We established a precedent with the chicken farm up north of town, north at Cortland, and it was not met here. So it's not a supermajority.
So it's simple either way.
Simple either way.
Right.
So it has to be.
Has to be.
Read the petition.
Just four.
It has
a vote of four.
Different things in there.
To disapprove it.
So the reason he said that, approve to disapprove, the motion is for disapproval. So a vote in favor would disapprove. A vote opposed would approve the disapproval. I'm sorry. A vote in favor would be a vote against tower construction. A vote against would just kill this motion.
And we'd have to start all over again.
Start over. Sorry, I didn't mean to be confusing on that. A vote in favor would be to disapprove. A vote to disapprove would just kill this particular motion.
Way to muddy the waters on that one.
I think I made it worse.
Yeah.
Right now we have a motion by Juergens, second by Haxby, to disapprove the tower. Additional discussion on this item. Ms. Haxby.
I'd say it's not fair to compare, like, you know, one to the other. We have to look at each individual application as it comes in. This is, I think, the first, granted, this is only my first term on the board, but this is the first one for a tower application that I've seen this much opposition for. And as we respond or represent the constituents of Gage County, that's kind of what we have to listen to as well. And I do see a valid point in Terry's statement with being detrimental to an adjacent property as well. It's just a hard one to compare, you know, to say to compare apples to apples. It's taking each individual application and looking at it separately.
All right, another motion.
Additional discussion.
Voting yes.
The motion is to disapprove, so a vote in favor would be
for disapproval.
To disapprove the tower permit. So a vote in favor disapproves the tower permit. A vote against just kills.
Starts it over again.
Starts, yeah, it gets rid of the motion. We'll talk about that again right before we vote and try to be dirt clear. Additional items on this specifically. If it fails, we would, if you would vote to...
A majority votes.
If a majority votes against this, there would be the option for another motion. Mr. Lytle.
One small thing, Don. I like where your heart's at in this, but I think if you listen to what Emily's saying, in order for the best of the county, when it comes to internet coverage, if you listen to what Emily's telling you, there's been some detriment to some of the project because of the reporting. So, you know, you've got to evaluate whether or not it truly is for the best or not the best of the county.
Well, that's one aspect to look at, and that is unfortunate, but that's not the only aspect. That is an unfortunate situation that it does present.
Yeah.
And that's in the past, actually, because that's been corrected, thank goodness for Emily and her efforts to correct that.
It hasn't been finalized yet, but all the new locations that appeared for the state challenge map came back at 25.5, so we had a challenge again. I'm not sure if they have been accepted or not. We're hoping that the rest of the county will be funded through the BEAD program, and that's what that was intended for. And I think we do have a great opportunity to finish the county with that. And then, as Eric had mentioned, in partnership with the RDOF grants, to get everything finished with the broadband portion of it. But looking at the tower itself, the siding of that, basing on our 6.2, I do think that Terry had mentioned some very valid reasons that would stand.
Well, it's, as far as these seven items here, it's pretty easy in our regulations. You can teeter and defend either side of the issue.
I agree.
I mean, just for sake of debate, you know, be compatible with and similar to use permitted in the district. Well, it is. Not to be a matter which should require rezoning of the property, which it doesn't. Not to be detrimental to adjacent property. That's a matter of opinion. If you're an outsider looking in, don't know anybody here, you'd read that and think, well, who determined that? Not tend to depreciate the value of the surrounding structures or property. There again, you might have two appraisers that disagree on that. How do you defend that? How do you determine that? Not change the character of the district. I can't say that it changes the character of our district. We've got other towers and hasn't changed our character. Be it in accordance with the comprehensive plan. Well, that's another. You can read the comprehensive plan and you can make what you want out of it. The Bible is interpreted in many different ways. And who's right or wrong?
I guess that's the beauty of the board. We all have different opinions, and in the end, we vote for what's best for the people that represent.
That's why we have boards. So, yep. Just making a point.
I have made that point with this board a lot of times. We have a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of strong viewpoints, and it's a very broad range of them. So we hope that we end up at the right result every time, even though we don't always agree with each other. Additional comments, questions, points? Council, would you have us go through each of these after a vote either way?
No, it's part of the motion.
Not for the individual voters.
Mr. Grinch did a good job as far as laying out the reasons for his motion, so I think that's what you need and I know it's kind of painstaking. And again, Mr. Schuler gave his points of view on some of the guidelines too. So, and that's, quite frankly, that's where you're arm wrestling with. It's a balancing act, and it ends up here.
So there's a lot of pieces of this that we do not deal with, the telecommunications part of it, the need necessarily. We are open to investment in our county. Mr. Schuler's brought up some good points on that as well. Any additional comment, question, point? If not, we have a motion by Juergens, second by Haxby, to disapprove Resolution 24-22, Special Use Permit 2024-5. A vote in favor will be a vote to disapprove the tower. A vote opposed would be to oppose this motion. Does anyone have a question on how the voting, what the voting means on this? Every time there's a disapprove, it just can make it different. If there are no questions, I would ask you all to vote.
I got mine in the wrong position. I don't know why.
But yeah, you vote for,
a vote,
right?
Like a vote in favor would be a vote to disapprove the permit. If everyone's vote is proper, the vote is 5-2, with Schuler and Swavely voting nay.
Where are the two going off the board?
Motion carries. With that carrying, the permit is denied. The resolution, I'm sorry, is denied. Resolution 24-22 fails. We don't have any other action items on the agenda today. We do have a closed session for a negotiation update. No action will be taken after that item. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:08, necessary for the protection of the public interest or necessary for the protection of needless injury to an individual. That will be for contract negotiations.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely, to go into closed session at 10:08. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, sir. Please vote. 6 in favor, with Schuler voting nay.
No! What
we
the
are
hell?
Closed session.
Put her down that way.
I that's what you want.
Make a motion to come out of closed session.
Second.
Nope. Start over.
Oh, not anymore.
Make a motion to come out of closed session.
Well, there's a few, but not as much.
Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn, come out of closed session at 10:28. Please vote. 6 in favor with motion carries with Mr. Juergens being absent. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
We'll adjourn at 10:29.
Why does it always have to be something?
I'm sick of that day.